I've had things happen to me, like, other than the, you know, violation of rights of having people dig in my pockets without my consent, I've been thrown up against the wall, I've been brutalized, I've been stripped down to my boxers in the middle of the street, broad daylight in February. I've had guns pulled up on me, just come out of cars and pull guns on me, and three guns, one here, one here, one here, at the same time. Never told why I was stopped.
Steve Cohart of the Justice Committee gestured to his head, his neck and his heart where New York police officers placed guns on his body. Cohart was on the steps of City Hall today where Latino and Latina elected officials, labor leaders, religious and community groups came to support new legislation that would reform the New York Police Department's stop and frisk policy. Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez.
My friends, we all believe in public safety. And we all want a safer city. Stop and frisk has become an overused tactic that is trampling New Yorkers' rights, but doing little to make our streets safer. Random stops of our citizens have become excessive. There were more than 685,000 stops in 2011, 685,000 either blacks or Latinos that were stopped in the city of New York. No guns basically were found in those 685,000. 90% of the people stopped were innocent, meaning that they were neither arrested nor ticketed. Of those who were frisked, less than 2% were found to be carrying weapons. In some neighborhoods, like Williamsburg and Bushwick, as many as 16,000 innocent people are frisked every year. If our young people believe that they are unfairly and arbitrarily targeted, they view the police as a threat and as an enemy, not as an ally in making the streets safer. That is why we are supporting legislation by Councilman Williams.
Community Safety Act is sponsored by City Council member Jemani Williams and is four bills, Intro 799, 800, 801 and 881. It would protect New Yorkers against unlawful searches, searches that have contributed significantly to the explosion of low-level marijuana arrests, primarily among black and Latino youth. It would ban profiling. It would also require police officers to identify themselves and explain their actions, and it would establish an inspector general for the NYPD to provide independent oversight, just like for the FBI, the CIA, and the LAPD. Next up was Hector Figueroa from 32BJ.
Our union stands in total support of this legislation as a first step to correct the wrong of how police has chosen to treat our communities, essentially making every one of us a suspect on the streets of New York, as opposed to working with us in preventing crime, in keeping guns away from the streets, and making our communities safer. I stand with you before you, not just as a labor leader, but also as a member of our community in Jackson Heights, which has seen some of the most egregious stop and frisk practices and large numbers of stop and frisk practices. Our members in the community, including members of our board, have been stopped. Our workers come late at night. They are immediately considered suspects because they're walking the streets, single men, single women, alone in the streets of New York, who are coming from work, should not be worried that they're going to be embarrassed, harassed, and potentially getting into a bad incident with the police just because they meet the racial profiling of who they're looking for. Enough of racial profiling, enough of stop and freeze. Let's keep our streets safe. I'm also a father of a 13-year-old. I do not want to wait until that moment where he's initiated, just like so many youngsters in our community, to distrust the police, distrust the authorities, and feel himself that he has to explain his presence in the streets.
And David Galaza from the New York chapter of the Labor Council for Latin Americans, who spoke on behalf of its president, Sonia Ivani.
Our hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying families fought long and hard and continue to fight hard to be treated with dignity and respect in the workplace. We deserve to be treated with that same dignity and respect on the streets, subways, and our neighborhoods, and so do our children. Members of the NYPD are civil service workers. That means we pay them to protect us. Our tax dollars are being used to promote a discriminatory policy that results in hundreds of thousands unjustifiable stop and frisk and searches. And that's an outrage that everybody, not just the Latino community or African-American community should be outraged about, but every New Yorker should be outraged about.
City Council Speaker Christine Quinn held a press conference before today's stated meeting to brief reporters on what legislation will be discussed. And during question time, she was asked to comment about the Community Safety Act legislation.
Bills have been introduced. We will be having hearings on them. I think the date is October 10th. We'll be having a hearing on all four pieces of the legislation then, and they'll be making their way through the council's process. We're both going to have a hearing at City Hall on October 10th and two hearings in other boroughs in the evening to make it easier for New Yorkers to attend. We can get you those dates.
Do you have a stance on it as of now?
I'm very interested in hearing more about the legislation and seeing what comes up at the public hearing. I've certainly been in conversation and dialogue with the sponsors and the proponents of the bill, and I'm anxious to get more information out of the hearing process.
Local leaders are organizing a rally and speak out on Thursday, September the 27th at 11:30 a.m. at City Hall Park, and then groups will visit elected officials to ask them for their support for the Community Safety Act. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.